Howdy folks, welcome to Dance Fever, a dance competition recap show based in Southern West Virginia. I'm one of your hosts, Eddie Lee.
I'm the other, Terry Ann.
Strictly Come Dancing Series 22, Episode 24, the final or the finale, depending on, I don't know, I would call it the finale, but on the show they call it the final.
Okay.
So I don't know what, I guess finale is the end, and it's not the end, it's just the last show of the season, maybe?
I don't know. Anyway, we've been at this for 12 weeks. They have. Dancing.
September, October, November, December.
They said 12 weeks on the show.
And of televised, and I guess what, a couple more weeks of practice, the initial thing, so yeah, okay.
We have Tess and Claudia as our hostesses, as normal. Craig, Motsy, Shirley, and Anton as our judges, normal. When I give out judges' scores, it will be Eddie Lee, me, Craig, Motsy, Shirley, Anton. We have three dances, one that the judges pick, the show dance, and then the couple's favorite dance. And all four of our finalists get to dance all three dances. There is no vote off in the middle kind of thing. And after the first set of dances was finished, they opened the judging and let people start calling in.
The viewer vote.
Because that's all that counts. The judges' scores don't count.
Well, it does count. It's only for guidance.
Yes.
Is that what they say? It is for guidance only.
So the opening was everybody but the judges and the hostesses. Sometimes they dance too, but they didn't do in this one. And it was pretty good.
It's kind of funny because the couple that the judges felt needed the most guidance turned out to be the couple that won.
Yeah,
so it's like, how does that guidance work again? That you're voting? And Just don't vote. Go up there and ask the judges for a critique or what they think. Don't vote.
Why? Oh, you mean don't give a score?
Yeah. What's the point of throwing up a number?
So that people can get their perfect tens that didn't get to have one already this season.
Oh, wow.
That's why.
Okay.
Makes them feel good. They're on this journey for 12 weeks. They need something.
Yeah.
If they don't win at the end, they need something to take home.
Well, they just won however much money they get for this.
So our first set of dances are the judges' pick, and JB and Lauren were visited by Anton and told they wanted to see their Viennese waltz again. And that was one of my favorites. It was the Mary Poppins routine.
Yes. They danced to the Sherman Brothers rendition of Let's Go Fly a Kite.
And they got all tens. Everybody.
Yeah.
All of us gave them a 10. Because it was very, it was even better than the first time.
Pretty dance. Pretty
yes,
dance.
Yes, it was. Then Tasha and Aliash came out and had Motsy come in and talk to them. And while they're talking to them, they're giving them pointers on what they thought was wrong with the dance the first time they saw it to help them get the dance even better.
Right.
And Motsy went in with the couple's choice and explained to them what she thought it needed.
They danced it to What About Us by Pink.
And we gave them 10s because we thought it was just gorgeous.
Again.
Got a 9 from Craig and 10s from everybody else. Then Chris and Diane got visited by Craig, and they chose for them to redo their couple's choice.
They danced to John Lennon's Instant Karma.
And they got 10s from us, and an 8 from Craig, and 10s from everybody else. And it was during this going in and giving pointers and working with Chris and Diane that Craig, I think, really got an understanding of what it was to teach Chris how to dance.
What Diane has to do.
And what Diane had to do.
To get Chris out there looking the way he looks. So
he had a new appreciation of both of them.
Yes.
Then Sarah and Vito finished up this round being visited by Shirley, asking them to do their American Smooth once again.
Dancing to Heather Small's Proud.
And they got 10s from us and a 9 from Craig and 10s from everybody else. Let me just say that everybody gave everybody a 10 except for Craig and us.
Well, but the lowest he gave was an 8.
Yes.
So he did 8s and 9s if it wasn't a 10.
Motsy, Shirley, and Anton gave everybody a 10 for every dance they did.
Right.
We almost did, but there was one that was just not.
So Craig maybe can be said to be voting or scoring the way you're supposed to, whereas everybody else is like I said, well, it really doesn't matter. Our votes don't count for anything, and so here's a 10. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah.
And I didn't mark down which one, but one of these 10s, because Craig does give 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 10s over the evening.
Was his 100th.
One of them was his 100th 10 in his career of giving.
Well, let's see. He gave a 10 on the first dance. It wasn't that one. The second dance, he
Tasha
didn't.
And Ali also
the third mm-hmm. dance, he didn't. The fourth dance, he didn't. So we go back up here. I bet it was
the Tasha and Aliaja and the show dance?
Yeah, their second. Tasha and Aliaja's show dance score, I bet is what it was.
Could be. So then we have our second round of dances, which are the show dances. And JB and Lauren chose to do a Motown medley.
They danced to a medley of Stevie Wonder's Uptight, Martha and the Vandellas, Dancing in the Streets, V-A-N-D-E-L-L-A-S, Vandellas. Oh, I always thought it was Martha and the Vandellas.
It is the Vandellas. That's how you say it.
Huh, okay.
I don't care what it looks like.
And fair enough. Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Diana Ross.
And they were very 70s in their garb.
Yes.
And the dance style was a little
of the
70s
moves,
too. Yeah.
And the set was kind of 70s. Yep. And yeah.
I loved it. They got 10s from us, a 9 from Craig, and 10s from everybody else. Tasha and Aliaja did a Hollywood classic theme.
Dancing to Sing, Sing, Sing from the Benny Goodman Band.
And it was excellent.
It was.
Tens all the way across the board. That was one of the best dances. And in fact, somebody told her that was the best dance they had ever seen during their times judging on dancing.
It
on
so much is the kind of dance that I want to see watching this show. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm not disappointed if I don't. Mm-hmm. But those are the dances and the feels that I hope for. Mm-hmm. That's ballroom dancing.
Then Chris and Diane did a ballroom medley.
A ballroom medley in the dance styles, not the music.
Yes.
The music was You Get What You Give from the New Radicals.
And they got 2, they got 9s from us, and 8 from Craig, and 10s from everybody else. And then Sarah and Vito did a cabaret, Fosse, jazzy kind of piece.
From musicked by Metropole Orchest, their version of Cabaret, which is the name of the song. But mm-hmm. that's also what they said the dance was.
They said it was a cabaret dance.
Yes. Yeah.
And we gave them 10s, Craig a 9, and everybody else 10s. Then we went to their favorite dance of the season that they wanted to redo, and JB and Lauren did their Samba. And they did tell us that this is the very first time anyone ever chose to do a Samba again.
Right. And they danced to Sergio Mendez's Mascanada.
All 10s.
Excellent dance.
Tasha and Aliaj decided to do their American Smooth again.
Dancing to Louis Capaldi's Someone You Loved.
I love that song. All 10s.
Excellent dance. I don't know if it or the show dance was better.
Yeah, I know.
That would be tough to judge, mm-hmm. you know, 1
but
a 10
totally
and 1 a 9.
Totally different feels.
Yes, but similar feels as the audience.
Not to me.
Oh, okay.
I was like bopping along with the show dance, the Hollywood classic, but it was very moving, the American Smooth, to that song.
Okay.
Chris and Diane did a waltz.
Dancing to Jerry and the Pacemakers, You'll Never Walk Alone.
All 10s.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Sarah and Vito did a cha-cha-cha.
Dancing to Madonna's Like a Prayer.
All 10s. They all actually did their dance better than the first time they did.
Yeah,
dance.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely
yeah,
did.
Yeah.
So then we had our, while everybody was voting, because the vote is still open.
Still going, right.
And you have a chance to call in or get on your computer and vote. We had the group dance of everyone that participated in this season, minus the 4. And they got out there and they danced together and danced little snippets by themselves. And it was good. And then we had Ray, who is the latest sensation over there, kind of a, almost a
jazzy,
contemporary kind of feel to her.
Yeah, kind of tries to sound like 20s, 30s, 40s black jazz artist.
Sometimes she tries a little too hard
for me. But with more contemporary movements and music. So, yeah.
And the pros did a dance to that.
Yeah, sometimes her vocal calisthenics are not necessarily
right on
necessary, pitch. So they're not pleasing. It's yeah.
And then we came, brought our four couples back out, and we just announced the winner. We don't say who came in fourth, third, second.
Everybody comes in
second
here
to the winner.
Yeah.
So, and the winner was Chris and Diane.
Boo.
I'm not unhappy.
I'm not unhappy, but I don't think it's fair to other people that were better dancers. We all know why he got the vote he got. Just like if the roles were reversed and he didn't get votes for that reason that he deserved, I wouldn't feel it was fair. So, it's just, he and Pete definitely showed this season that they need to tweak the weight of the vote.
They're not going to.
No.
Just like they didn't tweak it when Bones won on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, a DJ. Yeah.
I
know. But
because it is, you're allowing the audience to vote.
But it's, then okay.
And you're allowing the judges to then save one of those two. I mean, there's not much more you can do.
It's not a dance competition. Mm-hmm. It is strictly come dancing popularity show.
Well, a lot of the comments I read on people who voted for Chris said it is a dance competition, and he was the one that had the most improvement in his dance from the day one to the end of the series.
Fair. But a dance competition, any kind of competition, you reward the best. That's what you're competing for.
Well, they're saying that he was the best to get better.
He was not the best dancer.
He was the best to get better.
Yeah, that's not the point of a competition.
Just telling you.
That, if it were the pros who were being judged, that would be a fair way to judge the pro, because you could definitely argue that she did the best because of where she brought her competitor, her...
I would think Diane probably did do the best of what she had to work with.
It's my understanding it's a dance competition, which means you reward the best dancer.
I think Tasha should have won.
Not your favorite. Yes, I do too. You could make an argument for JB.
Yes.
But I think Tasha should have won.
I think Tasha should have won.
Yeah. So, and everybody who feels that somebody else should have won or whatever will justify it.
Yeah,
it's, you
however
know,
they want.
Those people that are happy that Chris won, well, they'll justify
yes.
it. And it's like, yeah, I don't happen to agree. Usually I'm okay. And I'm okay with this one. Okay. Of the four, any of the four could have won and I'd be like, okay. I would have liked What's Her Face for Dancing with the Stars to have won. I just don't know that I could argue she was the best dancer.
Mm-hmm.
She just made the biggest impression on me, and that's who I would like to have won. Tasha, I think I have a little bit more basis to argue that she was the best dancer.
She was the best dancer.
So there we go. So that is all of the Strictly Come Dancing regular season. Now, we still have the Christmas special as we record this. It'll air in about 3 days.
On Christmas.
Earlier today, the 20th anniversary recap show aired, and we'll probably watch it.
And the Christmas show.
And the Christmas show.
And talk about both.
Yeah, I don't know how much we'll talk about the celebration show. It just depends on how they do it. But we will have watched it by the time we record next. And then the next recording in Thursday, hopefully, or Friday of this week, will be the last recording of the season until... Maybe next September, or if there's another dance show, maybe they bring back Roller Jam in between, because it was only 6 weeks long. I mean, how long does that take to do?
So, I did have another little snippet of information.
Okay, go ahead.
And the tour, because...
The live tour. For
Strictly.
Okay.
Because, and now her name's... Montel was asked to join the tour, but Johannes is off doing the thing he's doing.
Yeah, his variety show. Or
guess who's
that
going
is.
To pair up with Montel for all her dances?
Kai.
Yes. So he has a gig on the tour.
I like Kai. Now, that makes me wonder, will he learn the dances she's done, or will they do new dances?
I think that he'll learn the dances she's done, and they might do a couple of new ones. Mm. Because I think what they normally do is they regurgitate the favorite dances from the season.
Or, yeah.
But who knows?
Things they already know.
If you've got somebody who's capable of learning in a short period of time, and Montel is.
I would definitely then like to talk to her and ask her, what was it like? What was the difference? Right off the bat, two completely different body styles. Mm-hmm. Completely different, which means they're going to hold you, and when they hold you, you're going to be closer or farther away, you know, just to, mm-hmm. what was that
not
like?
Only that, it's a race difference. I mean, that shouldn't matter, but yeah, they found a connection in the fact that they were,
you think it's because they were black,
I think it's because they both had heritage alike.
It could be
because they talked about that a lot.
I guess it could be
they talked about that a lot. So, but I just wonder if she's going to be able to get close to Kai.
Kai is the dog that Shirley picks to dance with to show the dances.
This season.
Kai has got to be pretty tough. I like Kai. He's my favorite male mm-hmm. dancer.
It was Neil before that Shirley danced with.
Just the one season, and maybe they didn't do it too much before that. But he's shorter than she is. Smaller.
About the same height.
And maybe they did that because at the time Kai was still competing.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember. But yeah, Kai is my favorite. He goes into the category of, gosh, I hope he's as nice a guy as he comes across. Mm-hmm. And any more, you have to qualify that with everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know. Particularly with the kind of crap that Strictly went through during the off season, you don't know. I mean, it seems like everybody has always enjoyed working with him, and he's done pretty well with a variety of dancers mm-hmm. Or non-dancers. So, well, that's cool. Kai. You go Kai Wigrington. All right.
That was all I had.
All right, guys. If you want to get in touch, you can tweet us at Dance Fever. That's one word. Or you can, Skeet Teal Productions on Blue Sky. Again, that's what it's called. Not a tweet, a skeet.
Okay.
DanceFever@gmail.com is the email address, and the website, send an email if you feel so inclined. Leave comments on the website, deliberatenoise.com/dancefever.
No matter where you decide to get in touch with us, and please do, the fever is F-E-V-R-E when you spell it out.
One more episode, and we are on hiatus for the season. We will talk to you guys for that next episode.
Bye.